Well, we might as well keep revelling in the sporting afterglow. Yes, a great weekend. Hours before the netball win, our men's cricketers swept aside Australia at Wellington Sky Stadium to clinch the T20 series 3-2. Chasing Australia's 142 for 8, the home side cruised to 143 for 3 with 27 balls remaining. We're joined now by player of the series, Black Caps spin bowler Ish Sodhi. Good morning.
Yeah, morning.
OK, well, let's start with you first. Fantastic series for you. 13 wickets, great bit of form. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, I think obviously it's always great to contribute from a personal scale. I think it comes down to a lot of the hard work the boys did at the other end, if I'm completely honest. I think the seam bowlers in the top power plays created a lot of pressure against the Australians, and Mitchell Santner and a few of the boys through the middle too, and I guess I was a beneficiary of that.
Yeah, I mean, spin bowling in particular, your craft or art, leg spin bowling, becoming very important in T20 games now, isn't it? And I just wonder, we saw yesterday, I think, was it 12 overs of the New Zealand bowling effort spin? That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It definitely is, I think, especially in New Zealand conditions. And I guess a big thing we speak about in our team is adaptability. And the first game that we played at Sky Stadium was a pretty good wicket. The game after that started slowing up considerably. So we made a couple of changes yesterday, put a bit of responsibility on the shoulders of Mark Chapman and Glenn Phillips, who hadn't bowled in international cricket beforehand. And they did really well, especially Mark Chapman picking up the wicket of Glenn Maxwell, I think went a long way to us being able to restrict them to a score that was probably just under par.
Did you have a bit of a chat to them as a more experienced spinner at what they should expect?
Oh, I think, both of them work really, really hard in the nets, and so it's just replicating that form out in the middle, and they stuck to their plans really well. I think they played their role really, really well. I think they targeted Glenn Phillips because he was turning the ball into the bat, but he held his nerve and closed out his overs really nicely, and Mark Chapman did the same.
Yeah, you mentioned that adaptability. It was significant to see. So those two games when Australia came back strongly, you did respond for the decider. How much confidence do you get from that, knowing that you can change and win?
I think that's the key about a five-match series. I think performing well to start the series off buys you that extra time late in the series. So the two games previous to these, I think Australia played phenomenal cricket and probably had, most of the momentum going into that last game. But it was all about adaptability, and that's something that we've spoken about over the past 4 or 5 years. You know, the conditions are completely different to those that you would face in New Zealand, usually. And I guess that's down to the fact that we've played 3 games on the surface because of the COVID situation up in Auckland. So I think that's the biggest tick for us as a team. And moving forward, I think in the winter going to countries, that might offer similar sort of challenges with the wickets. I think it's fantastic to have that experience under our belt.
Mm. So does this team, that team that played on Sunday with all those spin options, is that a team you think that might work for the World Cup, the T20 World Cup? It's in India, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I think the dynamic's quite good. You want to have spin bowling options, but also have your seam bowlers there, and I guess that's where the all-rounder becomes really important. If the wicket kind of doesn't play out the way that you expect it to, you've still got 4 overs in the bank of, a guy like Jimmy Neesham, if required. So the balance is always important, and I guess that's something that they'll probably take into consideration when they make their squad. And also because of the COVID situation, I think you might have that luxury of having a couple of extra on tour.
Just talk to me a little bit about Martin Guptill. Extraordinary comeback. He was under huge pressure, but from the team's perspective, did you always have faith that he would find that form which makes him such a devastating batter?
It's exactly right. I think Martin Guptill, for a long time has been not only one of the best players in New Zealand, but one of the best T20 international batters in the world. It's just really nice to see him get that form, especially in Dunedin when a big score was necessary. He got 97 runs, and that went a long way to us winning that game and in hindsight, probably set up the series. So to see him come out and be consistent all throughout the series against a really good T20 bowling lineup, yesterday was vintage Martin Guptill. He got 71 off on a pretty tough wicket to bat on and just made it look easy out there. So to see him do that again, I think, is great for us as a team and great for everyone watching as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Ish, the other bit of news over the weekend, India, they will be New Zealand's opponent in the Test Championship final in June in Lords. I know it's always a bit of a horses for courses type selection policy, but you'd be hoping that you'd be in the mix if the wicket plays ball come that game?
Oh, there's always that desire to play test cricket. And, you know, now we head away and after this T20 series get back into some four-day cricket. And I guess that's the nature of cricket these days. You've got to be adaptable for all the different formats because you play, you know, a hell of a lot more than even when I started kind of 8 or 9 years ago. So, yeah, I'd love to, you know, keep putting my name up to play test cricket. But, you know, it's something that hopefully will come with a string of strong performances.
And what's the feeling about playing India at Lord's in the Test Championship? Just for New Zealand cricket in general, that's pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
Oh, what a great opportunity. I think, you know, and the lead up, I think, is it couldn't be better for us. We've got two test matches against England in English conditions leading into that game. So this new format, you know, the World Test Championship to be part of the final, I think is huge again. We're seeing so much success in the New Zealand cricket team at the moment and hopefully it continues for a long time.
Yes, indeed. Well done, Ish Sodhi, player of the series. 13 wickets for the leg spinner. Great performance in that series. 3-2 win to New Zealand.